This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Underrated Mets says take Bryson DeChambeau. Okay. David says, here are my picks for fantasy golf team. John, can you read these so there's no cheating later? Guan Tan Yang. Yang Yang Yang. Oh, Ryo Ishikawa. Tommy Nakajima. Dao Zicheng. All those he wants me to take. That seems like it's Asian.
Squad.
Yeah, it's really
that's unusual, because I could see it if this were a women's fantasy golf. That seems like a lot for one person to.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought might throw in Bryson DeChambeau.
I took Siwoo Kim and Sungjae Im last week, and both finished in the top five. What?
So,
top eight.
Does make us incredibly uncomfortable when you do the accents, it's not unusual to say Minerva Perez.
No.
Like on broadcast, is the pronunciation.
Right.
And yet it feels different when you're doing some of yours. And I don't know why.
I think I know why. It's because when someone says Minerva Perez, you don't play La Cucaracha in front of it. He's going, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it makes you uncomfortable.
Oh. No. Well, I didn't do it on Anzeizun Chang.
Yeah, that too.
Because you know why? Because he's not Japanese.
Yeah, but if a Japanese person.
Oh.
Yeah. See, that's why you should.
Well, that's not. No. Who used to play.
Yeah, for a game.
Uh huh. For the game show, Sweeping the Nation.
Yeah, do I do it outside the game? No. Inside the game, I do it. I don't do it outside.
Make sure P.F. Chang is in your fantasy lineup. There's no P.F. Chang. He's not playing this week. Okay? Okay. Just so you know. Oh, side by side, Haskins and Smith. You know what? Look, they're dropping back the same. I wonder who will... Did you see Clyde Edwards-Helaire is getting first-team reps?
Well, there's no Darrell Williams.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Damian
Williams is out. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Oh, I talked to somebody with the Chiefs. He's going to be a significant factor.
Yeah,
and they said he looks great, too.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great.
So, let's see. Biff McDougal, Chester Wennington, Hunter Kramer, Soo Myung-gai. No, that's not where I'm taking those, because none of those are real. Arnold Palmer, Sam Snead, and Shooter McGavin.
That's not real.
Roy McAvoy, that's not real. He's not real. Shooter McGavin's not real. So, no, your suggestions are terrible. Okay.
So he didn't crowbar in something wrong? He didn't do that with all these stupid names he's giving
you? Too low?
Yeah.
Remember the news crew that did that?
Yeah, they read off all these
things. Remember when the plane crashed?
Yeah, and they read all five of them.
Too low.
That was horrific.
Holy fook.
Yeah, that was horrific.
How do you let that get by you?
I don't know how you let it get by you.
You're a legit news station. How do you let that happen? Who's checking? Wouldn't you at some point go, wait a minute.
We too low?
What? In a plane crash?
Holy fook. They let all these go. Hold on.
Yeah. You can you get the woman, she reads them all.
Asian plane crash names. Here it was. This is a real broadcast.
This is a real news broadcast.
Dell, just... Oh, I'm no. At KTVU, just...
No. I think people
Captain
got fired over
Some
this.
Ting Wong.
Some Ting Wong.
We Too Low. Holy Fook and Bang Ding...
Bang Ding Out.
Bang Ding Out.
And whether she was already dead when the truck hit her. We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. No. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Lee Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what...
Oh, my gosh. And this happened in Oakland. This wasn't a small...
No.
News. This wasn't some small city.
No, I think the producer got fired.
Yeah, Oakland, California.
Yeah, somebody called in and said...
As she's reading them, there has to be somebody on set saying, oh, my God.
Something Wong?
A producer. As soon as I heard Something Wong, I would be like... Oh no!
What do we? We
too low? Howard Stern thing or something?
And you didn't catch that? And you're a producer. You're the producer of the newscast. That is, you can't make that up. Can't make that up. So, so far out of practice, the Texans practice. Just listening to Bill O'Brien's watching his press conference afterwards.
Some people call him Bill Bryan.
His name's Bill O'Brien, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Knowledge is power.
Bill O'Brien. I guess the safety position, Eric Murray is going to find his way onto the field. I don't think there's any question about that. How about Eric Murray in the slot instead of Lonnie Johnson? Lonnie Johnson rumored to safety, play some more safety this year. What do you think?
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, he's big. He's physical. Yeah. He can play over tight ends.
Isn't he really like a safety?
Yeah, he's physically like he is physical. He's got the body type of it. Everyone gets excited. Most every team gets excited about a big, long cornerback because the dream is you get your hands on another Richard Sherman, right? Maybe it's not doesn't cause quite the fuss, but that's the dream is you get a big, long cornerback. That's hard to, you know, they can hound wide receivers around the field and who have enough athleticism that they can stay connected to routes. That's the dream. So you would always rather them fail to safety. But you have to have a certain level of toughness to play safety. Lonnie Johnson has the toughness.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the build. He's got the toughness. That's not a problem. Does he have the instincts? That's the thing. To play over the top, you got to have certain instincts. To play around a box, you got to be able to cover safeties. You got to be able to support the run and cover tight ends. I think he can cover tight ends and support the run. So that, to me, means that he is a potential hybrid safety. And I don't think he has the ball skills to play corner, and I think they'll be sad if they play him at corner. And I've heard the Texans were already down on him like after just last year.
Yeah, but how sad are they going to be when they have Gary and Conley on the field for 80% of the snaps?
Well, I mean, let's see if they are. Let's see if
Well,
he is.
Who else? Hargraves? Who else?
Well, Gary and Conley, they John stole Reed? Him with a third. They stole him. Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, he was a first rounder. Don't forget that. So,
well, he depreciated in value.
Well, no, but he was a first round talent. So, John Reed?
It's weird when teams who have cornerback needs get rid of first round talents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we need more than anything as the Raiders? What do we need, Mike? We need to get cornerbacks.
Bill
O'Brien. We got to get some good cornerbacks. What about this first rounder? No, we got one, Gary and Conley.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien saw what Daryl Moore did with that 2009 draft. Can I get my version of Johnny Flynn and Hasheem the Beat? Oh, Vernon Hargraves and Gary Conley. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'll do that.
And then PJ Hall.
And see how it works out for me.
And then PJ Hall. Let me get a second rounder.
How to work out for Daryl Morey with those guys.
Yeah.
That's Vernon Hargraves, Gary Conley, and with Lonnie Johnson's potential move to safety, those two are going to play a lot of snaps alongside Bradley.
So how about how much John Reed are you going to see?
Well, we'll see. Well, it'll be interesting considering he'll have no preseason, so you're just going to throw him out in the field against the Chiefs and see what happens.
Yeah, they sound like they're very good. It's not like...
And it would go against some of Bill O'Brien's talk about how it's going to be tough for rookies to play. But how bad that cornerback crew is, he might be forced to.
So instead of throwing a rookie out there that's maybe having himself a good camp already, they're talking about him. They like him. Certainly, that was the talk yesterday, how much they like him. And instead of that, you're going to throw Hargraves out there? Is that what you want?
I don't want any of it. I think that cornerback depth chart is poo-poo. I don't want any of it.
Keon Crossan? Is that what you want out there?
I just said I don't want any of it if I'm a Texans fan. None of it. It ain't good.
So who's going to cover Tyreek Hill in the slot?
None of them will. No one's covering him.
What are you talking about?
There will be someone out there, but no one's going to cover him.
If you didn't like T.Y. Hilton, How are you gonna like Tyreek Hill in week one?
I don't like it at all.
Who you got? Who's gonna cover Tyreek Hill?
I'm gonna take the Chiefs to win.
Oh, look at you.
By 10? They're 10-point favorites.
17.
No, I tell you this. No, week one, Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl hangover, the Texans will
it's
cover.
It's possible. For those who just can't possibly see it, it happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
All the time. Texans are hungry. They're behind their leader, Bill O'Brien, who's the capologist, head coach, general manager. They got a guy in there now who does daily affirmations, awesome tweets and stuff like that to get you hyped up. I mean, now's the time more than ever.
I would like to
buy into that.
Offensive line that's now together.
Yeah, in real life, you do have an offensive line that I think has got a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah. No, they're going to be real good.
But when you see a tweet on game day from Easterby that says, I don't know. Why don't I just go find it? He's got amazing stuff on.
Love your brother today.
And I will point out that
be the best that you can be.
Isn't that the Army slogan?
It's not very.
Let's see.
Very
okay,
religious.
Let me get to one of his. There is power. Here's it's just smite, an hour. This is today's.
What if it was smite thy enemy? That's religious.
This is today's. Now that would be good on game day. Smite thy enemy. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one. Here's today's. Tell me if you get excited by this. There's power in loving others while expecting nothing in return.
Ooh, I thought knowledge was power.
Knowledge is power.
Loving is power, too.
Ooh, a little dissension in the organization? One says knowledge is power. The other one says there is power in blah, blah, blah.
Cal better watch himself going against the great Jack Easterby. And I want to point out.
You think Cal's in some trouble?
Yeah, Jack Easterby. Well, let's see. I know who runs that organization. It ain't Cal. I want to point out the Patriots won the Super Bowl in 2018 season. There's no Super Bowl hangover for them.
Well, it's different. It's the Patriots.
Why?
Because it's the Patriots. They're different. Okay.
I'm just pointing out it's not a guarantee that the Texans don't walk into a Chiefs team so thrilled about getting back on the football field.
Did you figure that the Texans would cover against the Saints last year in week one?
Sure.
I like them in week one. Well, you know what? They show up in week one.
They do show up in week one.
They do.
They showed up in week one last year. They showed up in week one the year before? I don't remember.
Who was week one the year before? Well, they did have that one year that Bill O'Brien started 0-3, and then they made the playoffs with 10 straight wins or 10 over 11.
Wasn't that last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
So did they show up in week one 2 years ago?
No, not really. But you don't know if they covered.
I don't know. I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them. I like them against the Saints. I like them against the Chiefs. I'm taking a 10.
I don't.
Yeah. No. Chiefs aren't very good.
There's a video. John Kimes got a video. He's Washington Redskins beat reporter. Side-by-side video of Haskins and Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a basic drop back, plant and throw to a wide receiver who's running just a little dig. It's about like 11, 12 yards. Alex Smith hits his. And Haskins just airmails it. I mean, it couldn't be an easier throw. And Haskins is
with
just
nobody against the air.
Airmailed it on air. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
look,
I saw it.
There's Haskins is over there, and then he drops
why I said,
back.
Why are you sure? Are you certain?
Oh my God.
Are you certain that Haskins starts?
I'd like to.
Are you certain about that? All right. Hey, I want to talk to you about your roof right now. Ew. That's my guys over at Caliber Roofing.
I like Washington under the wind total. Yeah. Whatever the wind total is, under.
Hurricane season, and I'm going to tell you, you got to have a good roof, people. Okay, how about a free inspection? A set of trained eyes inspect, identify any problems. And if it's fine, if everything is good, they'll just go, call us in 5 years. We'll be back. They're going to help you minimize your out-of-pocket costs, too, because if you already have storm, hail, whatever kind of damage that you have, you need to get this fixed, and you get it fixed now before before the season, the storm season does come. Roof damage happens, storms, tree branches, hail, wind, all of these things. And they do everything. My peeps over there, they can get the job done. They do quality roof. They can do gutters, painting, siding, decking, power washing, all of it. Your roof needs to be looked at. If you haven't looked at your roof in a while, you got to get these guys, Caliber Roofing. I'm telling you, you will love them. They use Owens Corning Roofing Shingles. Family owned and operated. Financing is available. 713-823-9355. 713-823-9355. And if you're dealing with an insurance company, call these guys now and have them come and be there so that they can help you out with that. 975roof.com. That's 975roof.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, of course, this is happening. Carole Baskin reportedly asking for big cash to participate in Tiger King Season 2. Well, duh. Did you think you were going
to
get...
did to me first time. Y'all put my murder stuff out there like that?
Mm-hmm.
If y'all going to put my murder stuff out there again, I need to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about seeing season two. I don't care.
No, I don't either.
I'm off it.
It was fine. It was perfect.
It's fine.
It was perfect.
I'm on all the mafia and narco stuff now. Too bad.
God. Yeah, we're deep into Queen of the South. It's pretty good.
I'm going to pick that up.
It's not real. It's not factual, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, I'll tell you this, though. Teresa, she's always in trouble. Every episode, she narrowly escapes death. So, it's pretty good. But
are you cheering for
her? Yeah, you're cheering for
her. She's the bad one, right?
She's badass.
Did you cheer for Pablo Escobar?
Yes.
It's a weird world we live in.
Yes.
God, I hope the meth dealer, I hope the meth cook... Walter White gets out of these problems.
Right.
And then he's so bad by the end, you're just like, man, I just don't know if I can keep putting the cape on for Walter White. You know, the meth dealer who has literally murdered people. What kind of person am I?
What is this, Lance? Have you seen this? The Waffle Bus makes this. Waffle sandwiches.
With just fries?
With waffle fries. And then waffles are the bread for the sandwiches.
It's a waffle sandwich with just bread?
Wow.
Waffles?
Talk about something that looks delicious.
Ooh, that does look good.
Doesn't that look good?
There's some chicken in there somewhere?
Yeah, there's some chicken with cheese that's...
Oh, that's what that is. That's chicken and cheese and then the waffle fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we had them on Southbound Food way back in the
day. You did? The Waffle Bus?
Yeah, I think so. Sticky's Chicken also, the one with the twice-fried Korean chicken. Oh,
so
God, why can't we have food come in today?
Wow. So Miko's Chicken in the Heights, is this what I got to go to?
Yes. Been telling you for years.
Miko's Hot. Now, they were over here, though, right?
Yeah, but they got a brick and mortar now.
Yeah, they used to have the food truck down the street, really, on Westheimer. But now they have, like Lance said, the brick and mortar place.
So instead, my wife made me go to Flower Child.
Mm-hmm.
You all been to Flower Child?
I have not.
Flower Child is it's one of those bowl places. You know, sounds, real healthy food.
Sounds like something Dell would eat between 11 and 5.
No. Dell will eat pizza between 11 and 5.
If I want to, sure.
But the Flower Child is pretty, it's pretty good. It's actually pretty tasty. They got asparagus slaw that was excellent.
What kind of sales job is this? They got an asparagus slaw, said no one ever.
No. It was actually pretty refreshing. Anybody go to Flower Child? It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's in the Heights, right on Shepherd.
Just takeout or what'd you do?
Actually, there's one right here. No, there's one that's they put where the Longhorn store was, the Uptown.
Oh, yeah.
Uptown Park, they got one there. They got one there.
Health food place?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me check it out.
It is. It's nice. It's healthy.
Quinoa is the base, probably?
No, they got
brown rice, quinoa.
No. Yeah. They got stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, Miko's will be a different experience for you.
Yeah, hot chicken?
Yeah, they have, you get the hot chicken tenders, I think, as well.
What sandwiches. Do you get there?
I haven't been in a while, but I usually go with the sandwich. It's really good. You can pick the level of spice you want, so it doesn't have to, you don't have to kill yourself with it. They They have levels to it. You can work your way up depending on your level of tolerance.
Mm-hmm. Levels to the game, John.
Yeah,
I'm going for it.
You get the waffle fries that they'll put their miso sauce on. You can guess what the miso sauce is. It's all the same type of sauce, like some Thousand Island concoction. It's always the same at all those places. But it's really good. I'm just saying, the issue is you have to kind of plan it out because you can't just go, I'm hungry on a Monday. Let's go to Miko's. It's Wednesdays through Sundays.
And they're open Sunday.
Yes.
See, our church is over there, so we'll go over there. Yeah. At Sticky's Chicken is the truth. So damn good, says Aaron. Waffle Bus is awesome. Ate at the Waffle Bus on Father's Day. Yummy AF. Yummy AF. That's ugly. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't like the word yummy from a man.
Yeah, right.
I just don't like it.
And then throw AF.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Apparently, why don't the Texans have any Asian players? You never heard of their kicker?
Does he identify as an Asian man? Kaimi Fairbairn?
Isn't he? Is Hawaiian considered?
I don't know, actually. I'm actually being honest. I'm not sure. I know they have. It has Asian roots. Some people from Japan have immigrated over and put down roots there in other Asian countries. But I'm not sure what is Kaimi Fairbairn's descent. But I don't know who asked that. But there are not a lot of Asian players in the NFL.
No, so, Patrick Chung. You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Patrick Chung. Troy Polamalu.
Another of Pacific Islander descent, but I'm not sure if he's considered Asian. I really don't know.
You know,
this is one of these subjects I don't really know. All I know is Kaimi Fairbairn. His name is John Christian. It's not even Kaimi is shortened from a long name. I don't even want to pronounce it.
No, I want you to pronounce it.
No, I'm good.
Spell it.
Not doing it. That's too many letters. It'll take forever.
It is the longest first name.
Well, that we've ever seen in football.
Yeah.
There might be longer names on the island. But a John Christian Kaimi Fairbairn. It doesn't really tell you. Born a John and Rochelle Fairbairn.
That doesn't sound Asian.
I don't know if he's Asian or not. I just know that he played at UCLA and comes from Hawaii. Honolulu.
Honolulu?
Honolulu.
Honolulu.
Yes.
Oh, nice. 9:26. We got the doc coming up next?
Yeah.
All right, we got Doc coming in to talk about the myocarditis. That'll come your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. And if you need insurance because you got that, well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just told you guys about TGS insurance. Remember what I just said a while ago? It still holds true. But the best thing about this is that for many people, they have to, when they're looking to save money, like in times like these economically, you're looking to cut costs. But really, the worst part is that you're always giving something up. With TGS Insurance, you're keeping A-rated insurance, but you're giving up on paying more than you need to. Like, it's an overpayment of something that other people are paying a lot less for. And that's one of the worst feelings in the world. When you are paying more for the same exact thing that someone else has and they're paying less. With TGS Insurance, you can text the word money to 232323 and you are going to get your hands on A-rated insurance discounted rates, deeply discounted rates in most cases. Go to the website tgsinsurance.com and you can look into it and find out more about it. But I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be able to save the same money that you can when you're shopping by yourself with all these name brand companies because they're the middleman and then they have the same companies underwrite them. Why don't you go right to those underwriting companies and get the discounts yourself? TGS Insurance helps you do that. Text the word money to 232323 and go to the website for more information at tgsinsurance.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit hrp.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Dr. Henry Burkholder is going to be joining us here in just a minute to talk about myocarditis. And we will be talking to him. He's from Memorial Hermann.
He's really actually from CorMed now.
Oh, he's from CorMed?
Yeah, he's been at Memorial Hermann, and he left and started CorMed along with a tech. It's actually a really cool. It's a really cool concept because, you know, echocardiograms. I thought EKGs and echocardiogram. I thought EKG is an echocardiogram. That's what I thought. And they're different. That's the one with the lines on the paper, you know.
Yeah.
You have them to your. The echocardiogram is totally different. That's the one where it's like when you see a baby, you know, and you're doing the the scan, and you can see inside. It's the same thing with the heart. And the more I talked to him, the more I realized we need to get you on the air because I started talking to this cardiologist about myocarditis, and it was really interesting to actually talk to a cardiologist and have all the questions that me, you, and Dell had been kicking around because we're kind of like doctors. Like, in a way, we're like doctors.
A little bit.
Some of the stuff that we read and then, well, yeah, Dell, it's doctor-ish if you can read something and then pass it along to other people with some of your own spins on it. That's of a doctor.
Do you think doctors would consider us doctor-ish even?
No, I mean, they wouldn't.
Yeah. Oh,
you mean the actual doctors?
But they also are going to be kind
of... Are either of your daughters a doctor? No, so I'm like a doctor.
That really is not how it works.
That is kind of how it works.
No, because my dad was an aerospace engineer, and I'm not anything like an aerospace
engineer. No, we agree with that.
Yeah, so that's not how it works.
No, we agree with that. Okay, so... but in my case, it's true. I couldn't be closer to a doctorship. Or whatever they're called.
I don't think it's called a doctorship.
Or whatever they're called.
A doctor is what you're looking for?
Yes. Hey, come on in, Doc. Where's he at? Come on. How are you?
Great.
Come on in.
All
right. We're getting you right to the...
Yeah.
And
how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Dr. Burkholder from CorMed. It's a really had a great time visiting with you guys last week. And Darnell, bye. How about this? The way that it was started up, correct me if I'm wrong,
yes,
is it's Darnell left where he was a tech, he was a echocardiogram tech.
Yes, sir.
And said, wait a minute, I noticed, this is the story he told. I noticed that everyone's coming in after work. Why don't I become mobile and do what I do on the road? And you saw this and said, wow, this is really a good concept.
That's the exact story. You know, he comes up to me and says, listen, there's a whole community out there that's not being served. And it's people who work 9 to 9 sometimes, you know, 12 hours a day. And how can we take care of these people? He said, well, I'm going to bring the cardiology to them. And I'm like, yeah, right. How are you going to do that? He said, I have an RV. You want to join me? I said, yeah, let's do it.
And so this is really it was awesome. I went to their spot, and it's really timely for us because we've been talking so much, and you saw how many questions I had when I was in. Me and Dell and John, you know, our livelihoods are based around sports, and so we obviously want sports to go, but I also have kids, and John has a son who played college football.
Yes, sir.
And it's also very important that they're staying safe, and so it's you want to get as much information as possible. And the one thing I think that the pandemic has done has shown us how little we know when it comes to this. And then it's been a slow process of getting education. But the one thing that popped up for us was myocarditis. And that was like, what's this? And
yes,
that looked like a really scary thing that was shutting down Big Ten football. But then I talked to you about it. Why don't you tell us exactly what myocarditis is and how you find it?
So the main things that you have to worry about in especially the student athlete are things that affect the heart to the point where you may die on the field or on the court. And it comes down into basically three different things. One of them is acute infection of the heart, which is myocarditis. The second thing is when the heart enlarges and becomes much bigger, that's cardiac hypertrophy. And then the third thing is if you have an electrical problem with your heart, because the heart is built with wires in it that make the heart beat. And if there's an electrical problem and the pump doesn't work, then you can die from those three
things.
Wasn't
that Hank Gathers?
Yes.
That one was Hank Gathers.
Yes. So whenever you have one of these three issues, and the first one, myocarditis, which is acute inflammation and infection of the heart, would actually used to be on the lower side. But now with COVID-19, which we now know affects people's hearts much more than we ever thought, and there aren't great studies, as you said, we have to be even more cognizant that our young athletes and older athletes too know their cardiac status before they even enter the game. And that's what CoreMed's main mission is to get you effective, affordable cardiac screening, echocardiogram, EKG, even stress testing if needed, so you can know what your heart status is going into the game. And the sad truth is this is not done on a national level.
That's what's crazy. Yeah.
Until you get to the professionals, and then all of a sudden it just changes. Well, and everybody gets checked.
Late last week we had Texas A&M's athletic director on, and he said we are testing their hearts.
Yeah, they're testing them with EKG.
Okay.
And EKG is a great test from the 1950s. It tests for electrical, and it may give you a hint at saying if there is a structural problem. But Darnell and I just saw a patient not even a week ago who had a great-looking EKG. When we checked it out on echocardiogram, had aortic stenosis. If that stenosis gets too much in your aorta, your heart will enlarge and you will have a problem. The best thing to do is to see the electricity and see the pump, EKG and echo.
So let me ask you this, because we got Saliva Direct, which is a game changer for college football because it's going to make it affordable that we can test everybody and find out if they have COVID.
Excellent.
How can we get the heart testing that you're doing affordably to colleges?
Let us start up the RV and take it to you. That's how we do it. At CoreMed, we're one of the few places in the entire country who has decided to take the mystery out of heart testing. It's just an ultrasound. It's just an EKG from the 1950s, and it's just a cardiologist with an experienced technician who together statistically miss very, very few things. Us working with families, athletes, coaches, and teachers, with all of us on a team together, these tests don't have to be so expensive. We're making it that way. So CoreMed we're doing the opposite. We're telling you this can be affordable, and most of the time it's going to be normal, but when you start doing hundreds and thousands, you are going to pick people that you never saw before.
What about the youth soccer team? That was the one that was really scary to me.
Yeah, so we had not even 30 kids that we looked at, this youth soccer team that was just amazing. It was a section of the Dynamo. They have like a youth league. It's pretty cool. I've never seen it before. And they said, hey, let's just do a dry run to go check out these kids. We're going to do it on the house. They're just going to do EKGs and echoes. And I'll tell you, about six of them popped up positive on some things, and three of them really had some issues.
Right.
Really had issues.
And that might not show up until they're older, but
three of them had issues that day. And they were playing
like major issues
like that we needed to treat. Three of them we had to watch. Three of them we had to treat. And the rest of them were doing great. By the way, with treatment, everybody's going to be fine. And actually, in that case, everybody's going to still play soccer. With the heart is just a motor, like just in your car. If you wait for it to conk out and go red engine light, you have a problem. When that yellow engine light comes on, you might be able to save it. Mm-hmm. We don't have the engine light for the heart. And often, whenever you get your heart checked out, it's too late. If we catch it early, we can fix it. We can even replace it. It's not like the other organs in the body.
What about Sharif O'Neal? Shaquille's son had that issue.
That's correct. He actually had a couple of issues, and he suffers what I call a big, strong athlete syndrome. Okay, this is not real. I just made it up. But big, strong athlete syndrome, which is you come to your doctor, you're better looking, you're stronger, you're more successful, you're 19 years old. In his case, maybe 17, 16, 15 years old.
Invincible.
And they're looking, I mean, I go, if there's something wrong with that guy, there must be something wrong with everybody. But that's not how the heart works. Often, there are little silent ticking time bombs in there. If you just pick them up early, we can defuse the bomb. This kid's father has had multiple echocardiograms, multiple stress tests and EKGs, but the son never had. You know why? Because he's a big, strong athlete, and his doctor's looking at him. He's like, there ain't nothing wrong with this kid. And we're listening with stethoscopes from the 1800s and not even EKG. This kid, the prior way of screening him, they just said, oh, are you doing fine? Is your family fine? Okay, then you're fine. This kid actually told his coaches several times, I don't feel well. And then finally, they checked it out, and he had several congenital heart issues. He lost a whole – and by the way, got fixed.
What is the treatment?
The treatment depends on either way. If it's myocarditis, you might need an anti-inflammatory. That's the one I worry about a little bit more because COVID-19, which is caused by the novel coronavirus, can inflame the heart. And if it inflames the heart, it's hard to tell until it's too late. And it's hard. And if it inflames the heart and you have an underlying problem, then you're really in trouble. That's why you need to know before if you have a heart issue. So the treatment would be anti-inflammatories and even some fancier stuff like IVIG. Number two, if you have a problem with the structure of your heart, like your heart is too big because there's an obstruction in it, like hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, that's one that you're born with. It's one of the more common ones that you die on the field or on the court from. There are surgeries for it. We can fix it. Right? It's just a motor and it has a little problem with one of the rings or one of the valves. We fix it. With the electrical problem, it's a little bit trickier. Often we need to use medicines or we use pacemakers and defibrillators in order to keep that electrical problem from causing a life-threatening what's called arrhythmia. But in all three cases, if I catch it early enough, you're not going to die from it. And in a lot of cases, you can still even play sports.
All right, so let me ask you. So the big concern for us in sports is the myocarditis has been shown to pop up now more. We had a pitcher from the Red Sox, Eduardo Rodriguez, that just – he shut it down. Had myocarditis, right?
Well, the Big Ten said they had, what, 10 cases
of it? The Big Ten had several cases of it as well. But what we need to know is, okay, how treatable is it? And then once it's being treated, does it – if you get this, does it typically knock you out for the season? Or what's the turnaround for athletes?
So –
and is it safe? Is it safe for these college football teams to be playing football, do you think?
Okay, so strong questions you guys have today. So myocarditis is one of those hidden secret nasty diseases that doctors sometimes don't share very much with people. But
it's been going on.
We've always had myocarditis. Viruses always cause it. It goes three ways. 33% of people, no issues at all. 33% of people, major complications that need treatment. And 33% of people can have a life-threatening event as soon as they have it. Screening with EKG, screening. So if you don't have COVID, you can't get COVID myocarditis. So screening from the beginning with one of those things is important. It just depends. It's not about the lock. It's about what's behind the door. So when COVID-19 goes into your door lock, what door is it going to open up? There's tons of genetic involvement, tons of, you know, in the United States, our athletes work harder than any athletes in the world. So maybe if you were on the chess team, hey, maybe if you are on the JV tennis team and you're not working maybe as tough as some of the other athletes, you might be fine even with myocarditis. But everybody is so individual. Not to mention, we do not have great, great statistics on what COVID-19, myocarditis, or encephalitis, or meningitis, or gastritis. We really don't know yet in healthy young people. Oh, they're so healthy. They're so strong. Let them do what they want to do. Well, let me tell you something. They are working their bodies out 10 times stronger than anybody else can. So they are right in the same boat as a normal person going to their job. They have athlete super hearts, but they're using them with super abilities. So we can't say this stuff like, oh, they're so much healthier than everybody. They should just play football. Go play a quarter of football and see what happens to you. Okay. You won't make it.
What's the
Every athlete, no matter what, even if you don't have COVID or whatever, should every athlete get your ultrasound?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to know, we would avoid all the hang-gathers and all the kids. How many high school kids have we seen passed out on the field?
Yeah. And you have all these old studies. Oh, it doesn't show any change in mortality. Okay, go find a cardiologist, and they have a grandkid. Are they going to get an echo? The answer is yes. So I'm a pediatric cardiologist, but more importantly, I do congenital cardiology, which means from the fetus to the elderly. If you're born with an issue, or if you have something structurally wrong with your heart, I'm not talking about drinking, smoking, doing all those things that we do to make our hearts. I'm not one of the fun time cardiologists. I'm one of the ones that checks you out to see if you were born with something or if you had something structurally related to your heart. I'm a cardiac anatomy specialist. And so when you look at your own family, you think I haven't echoed my whole family? Of course I have. I'm not going to wait for something to break down, go talk to a PCP. 6 weeks later, you see some cardiologist who doesn't even know you, and they're going to diagnose you with a stethoscope with a 1950s EKG. This is just silliness. If you can look, these old studies are when echocardiograms used to look like snowstorms on a screen. Now the echocardiogram looks so clean, and you've seen it, that a layman, my 7-year-old, says right atrium, left atrium, left ventricle. Daddy, what is the ejection fraction? He's 7 years old. You know, he's playing Roblox and he's diagnosing echoes. Yeah,
that's a different 7-year-old. I've got one who's 12 and he's only into professional wrestling and he couldn't tell you anything.
You know who needs the echoes more than anybody is these professional wrestlers. Anyways, that's a whole different story. You know what I mean? But it's just silly if you have a tool to look at the heart. The things that have been guiding it all these times is the artificially inflated price for Echo.
Well, what is – so it's affordable now. If my football team, I've got, let's say, 85 guys. I can afford that as a college and do all my with saliva direct, again, makes a difference. But all of my guys, if I do it once, is that enough? If I get my echocardiogram?
The one time what it'll tell you is what you're working with. What you're working with is a good heart, good electricity,
COVID
good function.
COVID makes it a second one's necessary.
Yes. And we want to follow COVID patients probably every 6 months to a year. There's not even a recommendation by the American Heart Association. It's going to get there. But medicine is always reactive. It's not proactive. Yeah. We love to talk preventative medicine. Go find a preventative cardiologist because it doesn't exist except for us.
Too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah.
Because everything – we make things too fancy. We make things too expensive. They don't need to be that way. A lot of times, you know, we've had a lot of people come at us and say, you know, what are you doing? Why are you making this like this? An Echo's supposed to be $900. How are you doing this whole thing for $150, $120 with discounts? Well, you know, we have all sorts of packages to make it work right. We will make it work right if you come see us.
I just think this is so important. I mean, after it just hit me different after COVID and everything I've been reading and seeing. It just hit different. So I'm glad we're going to be working with you guys. And then also, you know, the idea you said something that really hit me as well. There are, because I know people like this. I might be a person like this. There are people who take better care of their cars than their hearts. Like you do preventative.
It's not even close.
You spend money for preventative stuff on your cars. But then for your heart, you don't do anything until like, oh, it looks like I've got something really bad with my heart. That's crazy to think about.
We don't have a check engine light. Yeah. We just have symptoms. And it's okay for a lot of body parts to do that. But why with one that's – the heart is a four-chambered pump. It's the most beautiful thing that God's invented because it lasts for 100 years and it never stops once. Look, your gut as a garbage disposal is pretty good too because you can't get a garbage disposal last 20 years. Mm-hmm. But the heart is truly – and the reason is because it is a fairly simple pump designed to work never stopping for 100 years. What are you doing waiting for chest pain? What are you doing waiting for exercise intolerance? I want to send a message out there to all student athletes. If you are feeling dizzy, if you are having palpitations, which means your heart beats too hard in the chest, if you feel your heart's beating too fast, if you can't keep up with your exercise, tell your coach, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your crazy neighbor. Get to the cardiologist, get to your doctor. Don't keep it inside. Tell people if you're having issues.
Is this your number? What is it? 713-463? Is that your number?
The number that
what's a good website? Yeah.
It's CoreMedSolutions.com.
CORPS?
CORE,
like your core, MedSolutions.com. And the number to call would be 281-687-7039.
281, once again.
281-687-7039. They're right there on Southwest Freeway.
We're easy to get to. We're right here in southwest part of town. You can just drive up. Call us at any time. Who knows if you need us or not? Just give us a call. We'll let you know.
You'll go to businesses.
We're going to small businesses, big businesses. We rolled up to UPS and we couldn't believe how many these people who are the backbone of our society. Without UPS, without places like waste management, these places, you know, we can't have a civilized city. And you would not believe how many people that we helped there that weren't even expecting it. Getting to your office and treating your business will be the best thing that you will do as a manager, as a supervisor, as an owner. It's not just for big businesses. We'll work with you on what we need to do to get the price right. And if you're just an individual person, call us. We'll let you know too. And we'll tell you what type of service you need if you don't. Our service is less expensive than the bottom tier phone that you're going to get at T-Mobile. You're walking around with a phone that's probably five times more than the service. Screening is designed to let you know what you're working with, right? Because when you get COVID-19, they say, oh my gosh, you know, you're doing so bad because of COVID-19. How do you know what your heart was like first? And what's happening to a lot of people, you know, is that they're having these pre-existing conditions. And when they see pre-existing conditions, they're not talking about fancy diseases. We're talking about hypertension, obesity, diabetes. All three affect the heart. It's not a coincidence.
Dr. Henry Burkholder, yep. We appreciate it.
CoreMedSolutions.com. Yeah. Thanks, Doc.
We really appreciate it.
You guys are our target audience, and we love you.
I've already sent it to an athletic director, and, you know, that's something that every school should do. Every school.
Really should. So, it's horrible when you hear every year we hear about a player, especially at about this time in high schools in Texas,
they pass out.
Who falls out, pass out, and they end up dying.
The screening's not perfect, but it's better to look and have information. Yeah. Information is key.
Absolutely. Dr. Henry Burkholder, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Great stuff. I want to talk about hoops right now. You want to play hoops in the front yard? Well, I got a way for you to do that. You go to ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com. That's my man, Keith Tate, over there. He is the best. He has the best product. There is no better product in the market, period, exclamation point. You want to raise and lower the goal for the kids to actually have fun? Done. That's what it does. The other ones that you just staple to the garage, they can't have fun, people. And oh, by the way, that's a, just a terrible idea. So you get the stanchion that's unrustable. You got the tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim. You got the all of the accessories as well. You got the installation that's second to none. You got the nicest people. Keith Tate is one of the nicest people you will ever meet, and he does an unbelievable job. So you're looking for that hoop for the kids. And listen, they want to play, Dad. Let them play with the goal that they will love. ProDunkHoops.com, ProDunkHoops.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Why does Art always ask the worst questions of guests?
He always asks questions.
He's a terrible interviewer.
The guests have no expertise in.
Well, hey, ask the doc if it's okay to drink Lysol.
Well, I think you should ask a doctor that, because that's been put out there.
Ask the doc what his favorite J's are.
Well, the doc had some Nikes on. He might have an opinion on Jordans.
He did?
Yeah. Well, he didn't have Jordans on, but he had Nikes on.
Wow. Craig says, I've had multiple heart attacks and bypass surgery. Cardiac issues are no joke. Well, no duh.
Man, Craig.
Multiple heart attacks? Good Lord, Craig.
I hope that isn't degenerative, and maybe there's something you can do about that. I don't know. The heart's, like the doc said, a wonderful muscle, but if you don't take care of it, man, it's scary.
I'm in the middle of an argument between...
Why are you arguing?
Underrated. I'm not. I'm just... I'm included in this.
Well, you can mute
underratedness and some Yankee fan that says...
No, you can mute the conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to.
I think I'm involved too, but I'm not checking Twitter so much. But I think because we were all at it, we're all part of it. Like last night, Kobos, I guess Kobos, who we know, Raul, is going to, I guess, do a podcast. And he goes, these are the guys I want on my podcast. And I'm like watching some, I was watching Mavs, Clippers, and I take a look at Twitter. Why are there 30 notifications? Oh, because he dropped me into the mentions and everyone's responding. I was like, thanks, I guess. But now my mentions are full of things that really don't have anything to do with it.
That I don't want.
Yeah.
That I don't want.
But yeah, Kobos is going to have a podcast. Apparently, he wants a lot of us on it.
I was also in the middle of, why am I in this? AJ tweeted out how much fun we're having at the station. And then some guy came after him about racism for 2 days, two straight days.
Oh, I muted that immediately.
Muted conversation is the greatest thing of all time.
Muting conversation.
I had to start doing that with draft stuff.
Mute people. I haven't muted conversations.
Mute conversation is great when you are like, you know, I don't mind. Yeah, mute conversation means that particular conversation with that group of people is done.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's really good. And then I love it when some people who are in it are people that I've already muted. So I'm seeing just the responses to the guy I've muted, and I'm like, I need to mute everybody on this deal. That's it. That's all. This is done for me. That's all. 713-780-3776 is the number. How about this? Casey Mize, the number one overall pick for the Tigers, is coming up. They just picked him in 2018. Where's Forrest Whitley? What the hell?
Are you done with Forrest Whitley? Just stop worrying about Forrest
Whitley. Ever?
Do you like Christian Javier?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Why haven't you just moved on? You know what? This Christian Javier, pretty fine. Why don't you take a look at, like, man, you're having a good run with the Fromber.
Yeah. I
you already think Urquidy's like a 30-game winner.
See, I got a buddy who's getting a divorce.
Move on.
Getting a divorce, and his wife is kind of... And I'm like, God, dude. And you, because he's got a nice looking girl. I'm like, dude. And he's like, oh, I want to get. I'm like, shut up. You're fine where you are. No, you I like you're this fine. This new girl, Kristen Javier. I like her.
Yeah, exactly.
She's hot.
That's
okay?
My point.
She does stuff that I like.
Oh boy.
Right. That's she throws strikes. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
Yeah.
That's what you
She's
like.
Got a whip.
But you saw the that other girl first, and you still think she's got it.
Yeah, there's something there.
Because she looks so good from the outside, but she never really gives you the time of day.
She's kind of a bitch.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I'm sorry.
Wow, that's Forrest Whitley.
Did you see this report about Clevenger and Plesac?
Yeah, the new one?
At least one Indian player said he'd opt out of the season if both pitchers remained on the active roster.
Astro.
Well, Lindor was also pretty adamant
Oliver
that he didn't.
Oliver Perez.
Oh, was it?
And I'd have been like,
Oliver Perez.
Out.
Oliver Perez, isn't he like 100?
He's 39, yeah. Which is younger than I thought.
I know.
Oliver Perez says, that's it. If they're here, I'm out of here. Like, dude, this is Plesac and Clevenger. What are you talking about? And then Lindor's like, me too. Y'all got to go. At least for this year, y'all gotta go.
And star shortstop Francisco Lindor, among others, said they'd leave the team if the pair rejoined the club in Detroit over the weekend. What's pretty frustrating is the Carlos Carrasco stuff. Carlos Carrasco had to beat cancer, and these guys are out there partying and whatnot. I don't know. Do you see Clevenger and Plesac coming back to them at all?
Yes.
You do?
Too talented.
Or they're going to have to trade him.
Well, we see how it erodes relationships. The Rudy Gobert, yeah. Donovan Mitchell thing.
Although they say that's better, right? But we don't know that for a fact.
We don't know.
Yeah. According to people who know but don't really want to say that they know, it ain't that great. I mean, they're doing it because, well, it's the playoffs and we got a common goal, but the relationship isn't that great. So these type of things can... And rightfully so when you're putting someone's health at risk. Although, like you said before, John, we don't know if Rudy Gobert gave it to Donovan Mitchell or Donovan Mitchell gave it to Rudy Gobert. But in this case, there's a clear kind of, we don't really care about our teammates. At least that's the feeling. We're just going to do things. Although the rest of our teammates are going to follow the rules or not. We'll just see what happens. And we're not going to tell anyone. We're just going to be around them.
Right. We're going to fly back on the plane.
Yeah.
With Carlos Carrasco, who is a high risk.
So I could see if any Indian who knows Carlos Carrasco's story understands what he did to get back having a problem with him because of some stupid thing they want to do on a Saturday night.
Yeah. Does that waffle bus have blue waffles? What are blue waffles?
I don't know. I've never been to the waffle bus.
And then Clint says...
Blue cornmeal? Well, who's asking the question?
Jackie?
Then it's not even
It has
a serious
to be
question.
Something sexual, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not a serious question.
Blue waffle.
Is there something, though?
There's a disease. Oh, it's a sexual disease.
Yeah. Sexual disease? It's
blue waffle disease. That was one of the disturbing image of a blue-tinted, pus-covered...
Oh,
God,
gross.
Jackie.
Lesion
Jackie, shit. You're gross.
Said to be the...
That you even know
person.
What blue waffles is,
what
Jackie, is gross.
That
Did
that
you
is.
Catch it somewhere?
Blue
what a
waffle.
Bad person that is.
While that blue waffle disease isn't real, but the picture remains the pervasive and fake meme to this day. Apparently, it had to do with a female body part.
Apparently,
and it was blue and pus covered, but that's not real. Jackie just decided to add.
Jackie just wanted Did me to say
blue
waffles.
Dogs?
Yeah, Jackie, blue waffles. I said it. Okay, he said blue waffles. Jackie, blue waffles, blue waffles, blue waffles. How's that? Okay, so now you little your fourth grader, you got me to say blue waffles
Man,
on the air.
Jackie, you gotta be really down on yourself when John is criticizing your immaturity. You gotta feel really bad.
And he has no hair.
Well, there that is again.
You'd think he'd be more mature, right? You'd think.
Well,
I guess not.
I don't think not having hair has anything to do with maturity.
How about Skeeter's baseball?
What
you don't
it?
Have to have hair to go to Skeeter's baseball, or you could have a tremendous amount of hair like John and go to Skeeter's baseball.
Right.
I can tell you that right now. Now, I am going. We're actually going with another family because you can social distance very easily. Only 2,000 people are allowed in. They clean it. They're stringent cleaning before and after every game. And here's the great thing. You've got – this is the dog night where you can bring your dog to the park on Thursdays, Fridays always. going to be the fireworks on Fridays, which is a big deal. But this is a chance for you to go to an actual sporting event and check it out. And it should be a lot of fun. I really can't wait on Thursday. You've got an indoor section. You've got an outdoor section. But you've got so few people relative to the stadium there that you've got plenty of space. And it is a beautiful park. And the teams are filled with A and double A players. 13 of them were first round picks. You've had over 20 who have already made it into the big leagues at one time or another. These players, many of them, have come from minor league systems where they disbanded. So you're going to see guys who are going to make it to the big leagues. Check them out for yourself at SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com, and go watch some great baseball until the end of the month at Constellation Field.
ESPN 97.5.